subject, drama, kicked out, and nowhere to go. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 30-year-old female that was living with my now ex-boyfriend in his mother's house. I've known my ex for 13 years, and 8 of those years we were dating until I left for school. I had to move back home after graduation in 2009 because jobs weren't available. I lived with my mom for a few months, but I didn't get along with her husband. It's been that way for years. Her husband made my life hell. He would throw away my clothes, among other trifling things. During this time, my ex and I reconnected, and several months later, I moved in with him and his mom. That was 2 years ago. During this time, he finished his degree. I was looking for full-time employment, and I found jobs that didn't pay much, but I stuck it out. Fast forward to a month ago, and after an argument, he packed my belongings when I wasn't there. On top of that, his best friend advised him that he should kick me out and pack up some of my belongings. I never knew this kind-hearted person can be so mean. Currently, he is sleeping on my bed and using all of my stuff. I haven't moved my stuff out yet. His friend also told him that I was coming to his house when he was at work and advised him to change the locks. I know because I was in my car when his friend made the phone call. I have tinted windows and his friend lives next door and has no job, so he sees what's going on. I need advice. I haven't talked to his mom yet because of a language barrier. I'm just so hurt, confused, and I don't know what to do. I just started a temporary job, so I don't have all the money to move. I've been staying at my friend's house and sometimes at my mom's house. Wow. Okay, I do understand you being hurt. I get that. Your man betrayed you. He let an outsider come in and turn him against you. And the friend has obvious ulterior motives here. He really does. It seems like he wants everything you had. I mean, he maybe even wants your man. You never know. What I need to know, though, is why your so-called man, your man, is listening to this other guy. Why is he doing that anyway? You didn't say what the argument was about. But let me just say this. The best thing you can do right now is exactly what you're doing. Continuing to stay with a friend for as long as you can. And keep looking for work. Keep looking for a job. And save your money so you can get a place of your own. It is time for you to be out on your own. Not living with your mom and her crazy husband throwing your clothes out. Not living with a friend. But save your money so you can eventually move out on your own. Steve?
No, I say no to every aspect of her letter. Here's the problem. This girl who's 30 years old is always depending on somebody else to do something for her. This ain't about no evil people. This ain't about nobody doing her wrong. You know what I think it is? I think the real problem is her. Mm-hmm. I think she's the problem. Everywhere she goes, she get put out. Mm. Everywhere she goes, she get assed out. Everywhere she go, she got to leave. Everywhere she go, she's no longer wanted after a certain point in time. When something keeps happening to you in your life, you eventually have to figure out what the real problem is. Because the real problem, if you really want to research it, it's always in us, you, the person. What you do wrong? What's your role in the whole thing? Was looking for a full-time employment. You found jobs that didn't pay much, but you stuck it out. Fast forward to a month ago, after an argument, he packed my belongings when I wasn't there. On top of that, his best friend advised him that he should kick me out and pack up my belongings. It's you. Everybody wants you out. Everybody. But you keep thinking, see, okay, here we go. Then you said, I never knew that this kind-hearted person could be so mean. Well, see, they didn't know you were going to be there 2 years. See? See, hey, this whole letter about who didn't know. When you came home with your mom and her husband, he thought it was for a few months. Uh-huh. You stayed there a few years. You got to go.
But they're a couple, Steve.
No, they ain't no, that don't mean nothing. He's sleeping, not a friend who told that to get out is sleeping on my bed, mm-hmm. using all my stuff. I haven't moved my stuff out yet. His friend also told him that I was coming to his house while he was at work and advised him to change the locks. Mm. Here go the stupid part. She say, I know because yes. I was in my car when his friend made the phone call. I have tinted windows and his friends live next door and has no job.
So
he
about?
Sees what's going on. So that means she had came by the house.
Come on.
While the man was at work.
Mm-hmm.
The dude next door saw him, called his boy to say, hey, man, your girl out here trying to get in the house while you at work. Now, the reason she know that is because her car got tinted windows, and she was looking in there at him when he made the phone call. Okay, how stupid is this? Mm-hmm. So the dude ain't lying then. And then here go the other part. I haven't talked to his mom yet because of a language barrier. Okay. Obviously,
yeah, that part.
That she's dating someone from Mongolia. And they haven't
from
worked
where?
Out the language. Mongolia. Spanish people, you can talk Spanish people. Latinos, you can talk to them. Because they're gonna get enough in where you can understand it. But when you're from Mongolia, you just got to, you know, you got to draw pictures and stuff.
Need help.
Because their language is different.
Really? It's really something wrong with you.
I'm just so hurt and confused because I don't know what to do. I just started a temporary job, so I don't have the money at all to move. I've been staying at my friend's house. Mm-hmm. Look, she has somebody else's house. I'm staying at my friend's house and sometimes at my mom's house. See, all you know how to do, lady, is backtrack. You don't know how to go forward. And let me tell you what's wrong with you. See, you always counting, relying and depending on others to provide you with security. But let me tell you something somebody told me one time about security.
Okay.
Real security is only that which you can provide
for
yourself.
That's right. She needs to be out of
it. 'Cause see, you ain't gonna do you. Remember that. You ain't gonna do you. Real security is only that which you provide for yourself. The fact that you don't have enough money, go sit your tail down somewhere till you get enough.
Yes.
Move. Try this. Try getting your own place.
She needs it.
Try seeing what it's like to live independently and free of the whim of anybody else.
At 30?
Go see that.
Yes.
Go try that on. You 30. Mm-hmm. You should have tried it back in 2009.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.